The West African state of Liberia is one of the world's poorest countries. 5 years after being torn apart by a brutal civil war, much of Liberia's infrastructure has yet to be repaired, and Liberians have learned to improvise to get by. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Buchanan.
The train station at Buchanan is a simple mud hut right next to the tracks, overgrown with weeds. And yet the place is bustling with dozens of Liberians, mostly women, all waiting for the next arrival. Long before the vehicle appears on the horizon, you can hear the sound of its wheels echoing on the rails. There's no whistle blowing here, and none of the chugging sounds of an approaching train engine. Instead, a strange sight comes up the tracks. It looks like a giant wooden basket on wheels, loaded with passengers and cargo, all being pushed up the rails by four sweating men. Isaac Williams, the owner of this vehicle, says for the past 3 hours, he and his exhausted team have been pushing the cart uphill.
Yes, pushing.
Where's the engine?
No engine. We make our own engine. And we take water for petrol. We take water for petrol.
Williams then solves what he calls a mechanical fault by grabbing a rock and banging on one of the cart's wheels, which is held in place by wood and a bunch of rusting nails.
Is
it Rati? Yes. Sedi Galai has come to Buchanan Station to pick up several sacks of coal. He says locals have named this makeshift train the Make-Away.
Make your way. Boy, not make a race. Make your way. Make your way.
Make your way.
Yeah, for you to go.
Is a good way to go?
Yes.
Station manager Amos Tay says it's been almost a decade since anybody's seen a real train on these tracks.
Well, the train stopped working in 1993, the train stopped.
Why?
It was caused by the war.
Trains were one of the many casualties of Liberia's civil war, which left some 200,000 people dead. As foreign companies fled the country and the infrastructure collapsed, Liberians had to improvise to get by. 5 years ago, people laughed when the first Make-Away car appeared, but now more than 80 Make-Aways ride the rails between the towns of Buchanan and St. John. There's even a union for the Make-Away employees, and it pays the Make-Away's inventor a monthly royalty for his idea. Passenger James Gawulo says residents now depend on the Make-Away for what used to be a two-hour journey from Buchanan to St. John.
Well, the journey is about 2 days. As we start it now, we'll reach tomorrow morning.
How are you going to be pushing also?
Yeah, no, I will not be pushing because I'm the passenger. Only the conductor alone can be pushing.
It's not all pushing, though. The crews jump on board to coast during the downhill stretches of the tracks. Williams, the Make-Away operator, says that's when accidents can happen, since the carts have no brake system.
Brake system? Yeah, we apply our own brake during the tunnel accident, but there's no brake now.
We apply our own brakes, he says. Sometimes we take a shirt or trousers or a flip-flop, and we jam it between the wheels. It's grueling and dangerous work. Williams says he's waiting for the day the trains return, because that will create new jobs here in Buchanan. As for station manager Amos Tay, he says he never dreamed things could get this bad in Liberia.
Very, very, very sad. Because we saw it with our children that come on, most of them.
It's sad, he says, as he points at his 5-year-old daughter, Mercy. We remember the trains, but most of our children have never even seen one. And there's little hope for the peace and stability that would allow either the government or some private company to resurrect the train network. This month, rebels in the north of the country launched a fresh offensive to overthrow the government. Liberia seems once again on the brink of civil war. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Buchanan.